You're watching Cointelegraph Media. Hi, welcome to another Cointelegraph video. Both Bitcoin and gold are considered prominent stores of value and safe haven assets. Over the past 7 years, one experienced a meteoric rise in terms of market cap, user base, and value, while the other has failed to live up to its expectations for its investors. On May 13th, StockTwits, the world's largest financial communications platform for the investing community, revealed one of its users' growth charts comparing various currencies, bonds, and assets. In it, a StockTwits user by the name of Charlie Bellello noted that a $10,000 investment in Bitcoin made in July 2010 would have earned investors $750 million. In contrast, an investor who purchased $10,000 worth of gold in 2010 would have experienced a negative return, resulting in $9,981. Gold is widely regarded as a safe haven asset, by which definition means an investment that retains or increases its value amidst market turbulence and economic uncertainty over time. In the past 7 years, however, gold hasn't met either of these two descriptions. Gold has failed to sustain its value over a 7-year period and has failed to see an increase in its value. Thus, whether gold can still be considered a safe haven asset is not quite clear. Since July 2010, Bitcoin has significantly outperformed the Japanese yen, Canadian dollar, euro, silver, gold, US dollar, bonds, global stocks, US real estate, and US stocks. Naturally, its decentralized nature and high liquidity and transportability began to appeal to a wide range of investors seeking for alternative assets to protect their wealth with long-term investments. In many ways, Bitcoin can be perceived as gold 2.0, or digital gold, due to its characteristics. Unlike gold, Bitcoin can sustain its value or even record an increase in its value over time because of its fixed supply of 21 million bitcoins. If a massive gold supply was to be discovered, then gold could become inflationary in terms of supply and could hinder its midterm value. In fact, in late March, China's largest gold mine to date was discovered by the Shandong Gold Group, a state-owned gold producer in China. At the time, Bloomberg reported, the Jiling mine in Shandong province told local authorities it had found 382.58 tons of gold reserves and that the volume could reach more than 550 tons once exploration is completed in 2 years. More importantly, Bitcoin's ownership is evidently portrayed with its utilization of cryptography. Hence, Bitcoin can't be seized by a central entity because the Bitcoin network itself is decentralized and unalterable. Furthermore, Bitcoin provides an important component which gold fails to offer, and that is settlement network. Bitcoin, as of current, is often referred to as digital gold and settlement network. It isn't necessarily perceived as digital cash, as laid out by Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto, because of its lack of scaling and the network's high transaction fees. But with its recent breakthrough of the $7,000 mark, the future of Bitcoin is even more interesting to ponder. Optimistic sources such as BTC China CEO Bobby Lee are now turning their attention to what is considered the next major landmark price, $40,000. In any case, if the last 7 years are any indication of the things to come, Bitcoin definitely deserves a second glance from investors as a possible contender to gold as a safeguarding asset. Thanks for watching. This has been Cointelegraph. If you just stumbled across this channel, please feel free to subscribe, and we'll see you in the next video.